So, Rich, how can my real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge?
I'm glad you brought that up, Brian. By including HDPhotoHub.com, you just upload your photos and your clients will get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically.
Wow, that seems pretty easy. What do I do to get started?
It is easy, and all you have to do is register today at hdphotohub.com. And if you're using the referral code SHOOTINGSPACES, you get your first property marketing kit absolutely free.
Free?
Yeah, free. HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's hdphotohub.com.
This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hey, thanks for tuning into our podcast. Really appreciate it. This is Rich Baum, and we've got Brian Berkowitz in the corner back in New York, Long Island, New York. How you doing, Brian?
Not bad. Yourself?
Oh, just great. Living the dream. Raining, and clear, beautiful day today, and a couple of canceled shoots by the homeowner wasn't ready, and another one, the gardeners and a tree fell down. And so anyway, but a beautiful day, beautiful skies, and love and life. How are you?
Good. Talking about beautiful days, we had 85 here in Long Island today.
Oh, that's too
fast.
You
know, it's funny. It seems like, I don't know, a month and a half, 2 months ago, I was complaining about our 30-degree winters, and I guess we kind of skipped over spring, and here we are, 85 degrees. So.
Well, we got 18 inches of fresh powder, or I'm going to probably go skiing in a couple of days. So I'm stoked on that. But yeah, man, May, you know, rain in May. So.
Oh, we've had a ton of rain here. It's been crazy. But last week was a disaster. Rained 4 out of the 5 days. So I had a lot of reschedules, a lot of reshoots, which made this week even busier, but it's all good.
I've had more reschedules this year than I can ever remember.
Yes, I was telling somebody that this winter, we had a brutal winter here, and I just had a ton of postponements and cancellations and stuff. But this week looks clear all week, so hopefully we'll get everything in.
Yeah, we're still, like today is beautiful, but we're in between storms, these Alaskan storms, and people are just freaking out. It's, oh my God, it's amazing. And I'm just like, yeah, you know what? You never know. So anyway, well, listen, what do we got this week, Brian?
We have another Ask the Guys, great topic, which surprisingly we haven't really discussed before about a delivery, but why not let the question speak for itself? So here we go.
Hey, Rich and Brian, I have a question about presentation. At the moment, I'm trying to step up my business to make it easier to run on a day-to-day basis. I'm creating PDF documents for pricing and an info pack for inquiries that come through my website to let potential clients know about my process. Also, at the moment, I use Dropbox to deliver the final photos to my clients. How do you guys send clients your prices, and how do you present the images once you've finished editing them? Thanks. Gary from GaryAskYouPhotography.com.
Oh, well, thanks.
Where's he from?
I think he's from the UK. It's funny, I chat with Gary every so often via Instagram, but I think he's from the UK. I'm not exactly sure. But we can probably look it up and by the time we finish talking here. But that is a good question. And surprisingly, we haven't really covered the topic of delivery and or presentation of information. So me personally, delivery, obviously I do, but I don't really present any sort of PDF packets to clients with information. I pretty much have all the information I think they'll need available to my website. So I know Gary said specifically when they inquire on your website, do you have any information that you can send to them or PDF packages that you can prepare for them? I don't. You know, my hope is that when they visit my website, they get all the information I need. And if they still contact me at that point, then they're interested. I think that's it helps one step of the filter process by not, you know, by generalizing your website and then having people ask you for information. You know, for me, I know a lot of, you know, people that inquire with me don't end up booking. So it helps filter out those people that just going to call and ask for pricing. And there's a lot of them that just call and say, what's your price? And, you know, you can tell based on their reaction, usually right off the bat, if you're going to hear from them again. So I don't have anything personal that I prepare as far as presentation. Yeah, I'm trying to look up where Gary's from here, but I, at the same time as me talking, but I'll look it up while you talk. No, so I don't have anything that I prepare for presentation wise. Everything that, you know, my information, my pricing, everything's just all on my website, how I work. And this way, if they're still contacting me beyond that point, I know that they're interested. And I guess I'll go into delivery after, but do you, Rich, do anything as far as having anything prepared for presentation for potential new clients, or are you in a similar boat that I am?
Yeah, it's almost the same thing as you said, and I kind of chuckled inside when you said, you know, you can kind of tell. I tell, that's so true. I can tell when somebody is calling me cold. And in general, I've never had really good success in my mind from cold calls. I just, you can tell that they're not valuing you. They don't, they're just looking at apples to apples, and they usually are going to go with somebody less expensive. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm the most expensive guy in the world. I'm not, but I think that they just want to go for somebody less because they just don't, they don't understand that there is a big difference in quality. So, and as far as presentation and what to do and my website, I've actually got, I was always on and off, and I've actually had it on my website and then took it down. I had it there, but I just, people couldn't see it, the pricing. So, you know, I think it is better to maybe to put out your pricing, because it does, you're completely right. It does filter it out and cuts one extra step. And me personally now is I'm juggling so many appointments, and with the, all these cancellations, I can't be getting, and you know, you get these people that go, okay, I'll definitely get back to you. And you put down their time. And I kind of put a little question in my date, in my phone, I will put a little question mark and then the name and then the address and the date and the time. And I'll know that, and when they confirm, I'll take the question mark away. But sometimes that gets mixed up. So anyway, I just think it's easier to keep it simple, keep it concise, have all your information on your website. You can also send them one of our, what do we got on our,
the Home Prep Guide.
The Home Prep Guide. You can get that on our Shooting Spaces website, and we can even get that customized for you. But I think that's something you can send to them. And, you know, there's a lot of photographers, maybe not a lot, but some photographers put their workflow as far as, well, I'm doing, this is multiple exposures and HDR and this and that. I'll be honest with you, I don't think that does any good. I think that, and some people put standard photography and then they try and make an explanation like it's multiple photos, which is HDR. And they have their premium package, and they try and explain what it is. They might make comparisons. I'll be honest with you, I don't think agents, the majority of agents would really, they would still probably choose the least expensive one. So I don't think those things tend to work.
Do you? Sure. And yeah, I mean, you know, we spoke about that, I think, on the last Ask the Guys about like tiered pricing with different
packages. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I don't. And the reason I don't is because my price is my price. And yep, a lot of things are factored in there. And the biggest factors are, you know, me getting in the car and driving to your location. And, you know, everything I pack is factored into that pricing. My liability insurance is factored into that pricing. You know, the amount of time it's going to take me to edit, while it might take me longer or shorter, depending on how I shoot, I don't like to say, if you want this style of shoot, do it this way, or you want this style of shoot, do it that way. With, you know, I have my pricing, and when I get to a shoot, I determine what's the best way for me to tackle it. And some shoots I'll do all natural light, and some shoots I'll go on and I'll, you know, shoot flambient one flash, and some shoots I'll go in and I'll use three or four flashes. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say to somebody, hey, like, you know, if I walk into a $5 million house that someone wants to shoot, but they only wanted to pay my cheapest package, so now they're going to get, you know, single exposure photography and the stuff won't look so nice. I don't want to put myself in a situation where now I'm putting work with my name on it out that's just not going to look so good. So, you know, you know, you hire me to come out to my shoot, you get, you know, I charge by image and I start with a 20 image package. So, you know, you hire me, you get a 20 images, and people like my work. How I shoot it shouldn't be your concern. Your concern should be what the final images look like and can you use them to market your property, and how I get, you know, my process is to get to those images. Why is your agent even going to bother? They don't care, like you said. So, you know, maybe to try to sell yourself as someone who shoots better, you can say, hey, I use all flash or instead of natural light, but I wouldn't say, hey, and this is a discussion that, you know, that goes back to the tier pricing. And we know a few people that do that, that have even contacted us about coming back on to discuss it. So you can look out for that in the next couple of weeks, which will actually be good to bring on and you know, give the other side of things. Because you and I, Rich, I think are in the same boat with just, you know, one packaging and however we get there, we get there. But yeah, have as much information as you can on your site. You know, it's funny, a lot of times I don't even get to where you said, where you actually put the address into the calendar. I never even make it that far most of the time. Most of my calls are, hey, I found you online. You know, what is your pricing like? And I say, give them my pricing. And they're like, oh, okay, let me think about it. And then I'll call you back soon. And you know, you're never going to hear from them again. Yeah. So. But I very rarely even get to that point. You know, if I'm getting the address from the person on the phone, then I know that it's usually confirmed at that point.
Usually.
You know, usually. It's very rare that it doesn't. But if you're at that point where they got, you know, you're giving you their address, they know what your pricing is, they've seen your work, and chances are.
Sometimes also I'm adding into the notes in my iPhone and iCal, I'm adding in things like I might be working a specific price for them. And it's really important for me to take notes because I can't remember any of it, man. I don't remember what I shot yesterday. It's like, just, it's beyond, you know, there's so much going on right now that I need to put my notes in there, and it works for me. But the one thing that just works for me is put a little question mark in front of the name on the subject. And that really helps me because I know, and then I'm going to confirm it. Something I've really been doing is confirming my shoots before I do it. So
yeah,
it's
no,
really
for sure.
Helping. Yeah.
All right. Well, on to Gary's second part of the question. And Gary is from London. So I got to the bottom of it while we were talking.
I got to say, I wanted to jump in here now because you said London. I found it very interesting when I went to London. I was very into walking the streets, and not that type of walking the streets, but walking the streets and checking out the little stores that are the real estate businesses. And they have all the pictures in the windows. And I just found it to be so interesting and so different. In different countries I went to. Australia was very different. And yeah, I'd be really interested. I actually would love to have, I'm going to try and have my friend Daniel Blake from Switzerland come on an interview, because I'd like to know how the things differ working in different parts of the country. I know that would interest me. But.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm looking at Gary's stuff here, and it's not any different than any of us would do. His work is really nice. So obviously the locations would look a little different, but...
Refrigerators and stoves and things like that look very different in Europe. They just have this different look. I think the U.S. is just everything so big and really, really just a different world. So anyway, so why don't you get started? Because I've got a little bit to say, but I think you probably have a little more technical prowess at
this. So delivery. Okay.
Yeah, delivery.
So I do a couple of different things for delivery. One, which I started doing a few months ago, which is HD Photo Hub, our friends over there. And to some certain clients, I actually do use HD Photo Hub. I started using them, and they offer some cool things as far as gallery and website and different slideshow videos and all that. But I've only been using them for, I think, 3 or 4 months, and I don't use it on every property. It depends on the client, depends how tech savvy they are, because HD Photo Hub is for a little bit more of a tech savvy client for sure. Well, I use 3 different ways. For my least tech savvy client, I just send them a Dropbox link. It's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward. Get the link, you hit download or direct download, whatever it is, and they have all the images. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. But for my most tech savvy clients, I'll do an HD Photo Hub gallery where they can go in and That's the best for the tech savvy people, because they can go in, they can create their own slideshows, they can create their own flyers, they can put in their own descriptions, they can choose the pictures they want. So there's so many different options for them through that system, including, you know, having all these options for social media, flyers, all this, and it's all there for them. So it's pretty easy if you're tech savvy. For the people in the middle, which is probably 75-80% of my clients, I use Pass. And I don't know if you're familiar with Pass. Pass is a online gallery system that I became familiar with when I used to be in the wedding industry. And it's a way for people to just, proof. It's created for wedding photographers, a way to proof your wedding images. Just like all, there's a couple of different companies that do it. Like I think Shootproof or whatever. There's a Pixie Set or whatever those other companies are. But it's very simple to use. They actually have a newer version, which is all cloud. It's all cloud based, but it's web based. But I use an older version called Pass Classic, which there's a software on my desktop. I literally just upload the pictures, and the way it works is the reason I use Pass Classic is because it's not a monthly fee. You pay per gallery, or any image or any galleries under 100 images, you don't pay. So pretty much every gallery that I'm uploading for real estate photography is free, except for one that I did last month, which was 11,000 square foot property, and I had over 100 images. So in that specific circumstance, I had to pay $30 for a gallery. But it's very rare that that happens. And even actually above 100 images, you can create a gallery for free. The only downside is the client cannot download all the images at one time. They have to download each individual image. And obviously your realtors are not going to do that. So I had to pay the $30. But probably 99.9 out of 100 properties we shoot are going to be way under 100 images. So I create a little Pass gallery for them. Upload them, send them the link directly. They can view them. It's presented nicely, and they can go in there and they can download it. And I also have a whole nice form email that I made. Whenever the gallery is ready, I send it out to them along, and I attach a little video that I created with how to navigate through the gallery. And I attach it to them. And you know, any of my old clients know how to use it already. It's pretty quick. It's pretty straightforward. They go in, they download the photos, they have them all, and they're all high res images. And they just do it that way. And for new clients, I take this little form email, send them a link to their gallery with a link to the video, the tutorial video on how to use the gallery, and send it that way. So I'm using that for probably 85% of my jobs. And the remaining 15 is probably HD Photo Hub with a Dropbox links to the rare occasion that someone's like, I can't get any of this. I'll just send them a Dropbox link. So it really depends on the job, the client, how tech savvy they are, how nice the property is. If it's a nice property, I like to go a little bit over and above. HD Photo Hub, I think it's about $15 for one of their galleries, so it's pretty straightforward. And that's it. It's, you know, a couple different options, and each one depends on all those specific circumstances.
Well, let's talk about sizing. Let's talk about the technicals. What's your process in downloading? Let's say your images are finally in Lightroom, right, before you're going to send them? And what's your process? What do you do?
I have no process. I send them the high-res images. No, I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah. I've never had a problem.
Well, what is your consideration of high-res? You're going to send a real estate client high-res. How high is high-res?
I'll put it at full res. I don't crop it. Don't do anything.
Yeah, but won't they? I mean, all MLSs are different, but I don't think my MLS would like it.
My MLS resizes it accordingly. 15. I've never had an issue.
Like, what if you're shooting a 42 megapixel shot and what files?
Well, I don't shoot 42 megapixel anyway because the Canon cameras have different RAW formats, full RAW, medium RAW, small RAW. So I usually shoot either small RAW or medium RAW. Wow. So the final file I end up giving them is a 3 to 5 megabyte file, size-wise.
I don't think we would, I'll let you say it because I don't want to speak for you, but I don't think I don't think the public should be sending out large files, mainly because of internet, you know, of connection speed, of things like that for on both ends. Wouldn't you get don't you ever get like a mad client that
I haven't had one to date, but in the same sense, if I'm sending 20 20 images at 5 megabytes each. That's 100 megabytes. I mean, if a client doesn't have quick enough internet in 2019 to download those files, then.
So you're high res, the high coming out of your camera, five megabytes.
I'll tell you right now. I mean,
okay. A full res in my 24 megapixel cameras got to be 25 megapixels. I mean, megabytes.
Well, if I shoot at full RAW, yeah. I don't shoot real estate at full RAW.
Okay. I think we should clarify that for people out in the podcast land that let's talk then about not necessarily high res or full res. Talk about megabytes because it differs from camera to camera and things like that.
So. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So if I shot full RAW, I'd end up with 25 megabyte files, 100%. But if I shoot smaller, I mean, once it's all said and done, let me take a look at some images here.
What camera you're shooting? The Mark IV, right?
Mark IV,
and that has options for 3 different size RAW.
2 for sure. I think 3. The older version used to have 3, but
it's basically the same thing as Sony doing crop mode, right?
I guess, but the different RAW sizes don't crop anything. It's still the same.
Oh, I'd like to know how they do that. That's interesting.
You know what? Hang on. I'll pull it out and I'll tell you.
Well, I hope it switches over to me now because I'm talking because we have dead air. Yeah.
Well, talk to me about how you deliver while I look at this camera.
Okay. Right. Now, I'm not the, I don't know how I got
small, small, medium, and large RAW. And it does change the actual pixel dimensions.
So it does crop.
Yeah. So at full RAW.
Yeah, that's how they do it. Yeah.
But it doesn't crop the frame itself. Like I'm not losing anything in the frame. It's just giving me a smaller megapixel file.
Oh, I interesting how that does it.
So for instance, at full RAW, I have a 30 megapixel file. Right. At medium RAW, I have a 17 megapixel file. So it's small. Small is 7.5 megapixel.
So you send them, you shoot in small.
I shoot small or medium depending on how big the property is, the sale price of the property, and knowing the agent, the way they like to market. So if an agent I know likes to print up stuff and brochures, I'll go a little bit higher res and if they just like to put their stuff online.
Now, do you select, you just keep 100% quality? And you select your dimensions. You don't select any dimensions.
I just keep 100% quality. Exactly.
And what do you do for dimensions? Do you do it by pixel long end or anything?
No, I just keep it where it's at. Okay. Now, pass, when I use that pass gallery system, they do compress the files slightly, but they do not change the resolution of the files. So it's just compressed slightly. So it helps, I guess, on my user end, download files that are a little bit more manageable. But I never had a problem, and my clients seem to always be able to upload those files directly to MLS. So, you know, until I have a multiple amount of clients complaining, you know, I'm going to just keep doing
it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You ever had a client, though, that is just screaming at you, going, the files are teeny, they can't open them up. And what they did was they downloaded the thumbnail. And they delivered the thumbnail.
Exactly. Well, you know what I did have today, as a matter of fact, I had a client who was like, I can't figure anything out. I can't get this on my phone. I can't do this. And then she goes to me, she lives in my local town. Are you home? I'm like, yes. She's like, can I come over now and you can show me how to do it on my phone? I'm like, fine, come over now. And she's a new client. She's a new client though. Started with her like 2 months ago and she's giving me a bunch of properties and 2 more for this week. So I said, you know what? Come over. I'll spend 10 minutes with you and I'll show you how to do it. So.
And I've literally had only two agents of all my hundreds of agents that have had problems with Dropbox and that's it. And so I've been very happy. And I just keep everything on Dropbox. I've got 4 years of homes. On Dropbox. Well, it's my cloud. I'm still got room in my package for space. So the heck with it. I'm just keeping it up there. You never know.
You never know.
Okay. So, here's my thing. I do a little more there, but I'm not trying to say that I have technical answers for it because I was actually just talking to my friend Peter Lyons the other day. I tried to get him on our podcast tonight to help hash out and understand this, but he was just saying to don't send it at full quality. Bring the quality down to 70 or 80%. And I don't have any backup, so please don't do this on my account. But what I do is I just, when I'm setting them, I am in Lightroom and I am picking in Lightroom, I'm picking a folder or two. I have a master folder, which would be the, and actually I've done a, maybe we'll put that in the show notes. I've got a YouTube video I made that is on how I deliver. So you can actually see how I'm doing in my computer. Now, I'm not saying that this is the best way or the perfect way, it's just the way I've done it. And the only reason I'm okay with it is I really, again, I've checked I check my listings every so often online and everything looks good and I haven't gotten any complaints. So I just have been doing
now
this.
That we're doing video podcasts, we should have just played your YouTube video in the video here.
Well, absolutely, whatever, that'd be great. So I'm making a Dropbox folder and I put the agent's name on it and then I put a comma or a line between them and I will do the address. And then I used to always do two folders. One was large and one was MLS. And I just stopped doing large because I don't think anybody was really using the large except if they were going to do printing or something. But the MLS size was pretty much good enough for everything that I never got a complaint from like brochures and things the agents made. So if I'm going to do one size, I just make the folder in Dropbox, name it, put the address on it, and I put the photos in it. If I'm going to do a large and an MLS size, I'm going to do a master folder, and then inside I'll put the two folders, large and MLS. But what I do is I go for my export in Lightroom, and I will pick. I've changed. I used to do 1,250 pixels by 1,250 pixels. I realized I don't have to do that. I can just do 1,250 pixels on the long end. Mm-hmm. And that is good enough in what I do. And it has been good enough. But I have recently gone up to 1,500 pixels. And then I went up to, I think I go up to 1,800 pixels now. Because wow. I just figure if they're doing the MLS size, that will be big enough to print because it's coming out somewhere in the nature of a 2 to 3 megabyte file for my Sony A7 III. But I would do, if I'm doing printing, I might do 4,000 pixels or 3,000 pixels for the large. And it's funny because I never got complaints last week. I'm shooting for an agent and I sent her just the MLS size, which was 1,800 pixels on the long end. And she got a message back from her printer that was doing some kind of flyers or it might have been Luxury Home Magazine or something. And she came back at me at going, why did you send me small files? These are so small. Why would you do that? And I'm like, I'm sending you the same thing I've sent forever. And I'm like, you know, there's no difference. And even my MLS size at 1,800 pixels is totally large enough to do on, I think, for almost anything you're doing something with. And I really think it was kind of like, have you ever been buried by a printer or a web guy that tells the agent, oh, these are this or these are that? And you're like, no, they're not. And then they are just feeding the agent, and the agent comes back at you going, why would you do that? How are you? I had to stop the, oh, she said, I had to stop the press. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't think you did, and I think that we could have worked with these because they're 3 megabyte files. I think that's more than big enough, you know?
Yeah. Hey, look, you know what? I never had complaints, and if you get one complaint every so often, it is what it is. You're not going to change your workflow, but yeah, it's simple enough. One thing I want to also mention, though, for organization purposes, with the past gallery I use, is they allow for different collections. And what I started doing for all my recurring clients is I create one gallery. I pay the $30 and I create one gallery for that specific client. And every house under there is a different collection. So they don't have to go to a different gallery for every single property. They know when they shoot a property, they go to their gallery and it's up there and they'll see a day or two later the new property added. So if they ever need to go back to old properties or anything, it's always up there. And PASS archives the galleries for 10 years. So if I go in and pay the $30 for their gallery, I know it'll be up there for 10 years and I'm not going to have to worry about it for 10 years. So might be, do you do that with your Dropbox? Do you put all the agents' houses under like a specific folder so they can always access all their properties they've done, or?
No, it's never come up, and they can always access them just from the original
folder.
The original file, yeah, the original house. I mean, the original listing. So it just stays there. But you probably got a good point. Put it all in there, but then they'd have to go through. I mean, I've got some agents, I've got hundreds of houses, and they're not going to want to go through to find it.
So. No, I hear.
But, you know, I just want to say one thing. I think it's really important, though, that there's so many ways to do this. And because there's no one thing for an MLS, I recommend, too, you may want to reach out to your MLS and see what they do, what they request, what they require. Although my MLS knew nothing. They were idiots. I mean, not idiots, but they really didn't know about pixels or this and that, which is really amazing to me.
Hey, look, if anybody wants to see what MLS websites look like from 1995, go look at the Long Island MLS.
So. But I want to say really important, and this is something I can learn from. I think it's really important in so many areas to just have very good clarification of expectations from your agents, between you and your agents, and all of your clients, and all of your friends, and all of your people. But I think that what I'm going to do now is I'm going to say, listen, I used to do a large folder and an MLS folder, but I want you to know now, you could probably do everything on the MLS folder, but if you want larger, if you're going to do something like make an advertisement, or if you're going to do a luxury magazine or magazine, whatever, just let me know, and I will send them to you in two different sizes. So I think it's just important to have clarification.
Or is it not worth just sending them the higher version, or their MLS won't take it?
I get complaints that they take too long to upload or to download. It's just, you know, not everybody has. You got really mega speed at your house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got 100 up and 100.
Yeah, well, we ain't got 100 here. I got like 5. Okay.
Yeah, all right. You got to get out to New York City.
Hey, I got a question behind your head. What does that poster say?
Which one?
One?
This one or that one?
Is that fish or? That I can't
is,
read it.
That is fish.
Fish.
Fish. Coney Island, 2004. Yes.
Yeah. Fish was like dead band, right?
It's kind of like dead, yeah.
I'm a big
Deadhead for those who don't know, as is Rich, which is pretty ironic because we chat about it every so often. So, but yeah, that's a fish.
You're
poster.
Too young to have been a real Deadhead, man. I went to some unbelievable shows all over the world. Just the best. They were so good.
When I started getting into it, Jerry was long gone, unfortunately.
Oh, but you never saw Jerry?
I never saw it.
Oh my god!
I was 14 when he passed.
You never got to see this, huh?
Never got.
You
to
know,
see
they it. Ever? You ever see this at a Dead show?
I did. Yes.
Jerry only had his Jerry brother was missing a digit.
His brother took it off in an axe or something, didn't he?
I'm not a Deadhead enough to know that.
Oh, okay. There you go. Now we got off on a tangent and everyone's
should get off of more tangents. I think tangents are good. Awesome.
All right, cool. Well, thank you, Gary, for your question. And everybody make sure to check out Gary's work. We'll put a link to his website in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And Gary Askew Photography on Instagram. I'm looking at his stuff now. Askew is A-S-K-E-W. So thank you, Gary. And I hope we didn't go off on too many tangents, but hopefully that'll give some people some insights for some other options on file delivery besides Dropbox, because I think that's probably the most common one.
So. Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Rich.
Right on. Everybody, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, our podcast.
Subscribe to Rich's YouTube channel.
Yeah, subscribe to Rich Baum Tips and Tricks. Be sure to check out our blog and information website. Shootingspaces.net, and got some really great stuff there. And we are really want you to throw in some Ask the Guys, because they're always helpful to fill in for episodes and get some really really good information out there. And
we also, our Twilight webinar we had earlier in the month was a huge success, and we are speaking to a couple of people now and working on some new ones. So we have a lot of webinars in the works. It's going to be really exciting. We're excited. And if you missed the Twilight one, it is available for purchase on our website or through our website, learn.shootingspaces.net. And you can go on and you can watch it. You can download all the original raw files to practice with. It was pretty good. We had a lot of great reviews from it, so we're pretty excited about it. And a couple more webinars we have coming up over the next couple of months throughout the summer. So,
and if you listened to the webinar and you liked it or you didn't like it, just please leave a review. We could use
Send us a message. Let feedback. Us know what you didn't or did like.
Mm-hmm. Because these are work in progress, and we're really excited about doing these because we have some really cool guest editors and guest photographers coming on. But it's a great opportunity, and we don't know without getting your feedback how we're doing. So please do that.
All right, Rich. See you next time.
Yeah, and just go out and Brian, you be sure to go out and shoot some spaces.
This episode of Shooting Spaces has been brought to you by HDPhotoHub.com, helping your real estate photography business grow and stay on the cutting edge. Just upload your photos and your clients will get a property website, social media flyers, and videos all automatically. Register today at HDPhotoHub.com using referral code SHOOTINGSPACES and you get your first property marketing kit absolutely free. HD Photo Hub is where great photos become a powerful marketing kit. Again, that's HDPhotoHub.com.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit ShootingSpacesPodcast.com and visit our education site at ShootingSpaces.net.